Joining us on The Long Lunch is Sydney Roosters star, returned to the side a few weeks ago, and last night whipped out the big left-hand fan and got himself a meat pie, Luke Keary. Thanks for joining us.
Dave-o, thanks for having me, mate.
Thanks for finding some time in your schedule. Obviously, after the 34-16 win last night over the Broncos, you'll have a tea time this afternoon somewhere.
I do, mate. I only chat for a little bit at the St. Mick's. Quick 18 holes of Savo before we head off to a dinner.
Oh, that's lovely. I missed that message. But anyway, look, let's go back a few weeks. I want to talk to you about it. It was pretty well documented, the head knock and what you went through. Just talk to us a little bit about that. Don't need to go into everything, but what was it like in those weeks there, and how are you managing it now?
Yeah, mate, it's obviously it's not ideal. I've had a couple now over the last few years, but yeah, I won't go into too much detail, but there's a few different things. Mate, obviously had a little knock on the back of the head, and then had some neck issues going on, which kind of caused some concussion symptoms and things like that. And you know, the doctors that I've seen over the last few years have been really good, really helpful and honest with me. I know I trust them a lot, and I know they won't ever put me in dangerous situation and things like that. So yeah, just had a couple weeks off just to get everything right, get the neck and the head right, and come back. But yeah, I'm excited to be back, and there's a really good feeling around the team at the moment too.
You are excited to be back, and look, the move for you back to the right hand side of the field, how do you feel that's playing out for you?
Yeah, man, I love it. Obviously, I played my whole career, the whole 10 years of it. In that six jersey over there on the left. I started obviously with Latrell and Boydo, and then got Big Gussie over there at the moment. So yeah, I feel really comfortable over there. I know my role. I know how to get it done for the team. And yeah, I feel I can help Semi a lot more from that side of the field.
Hey, there was a fair bit the last few weeks, the combination, as you said, between Sam Walker, yourself, obviously Teddy, and Joey Manu as well. That seemed to click a little bit more again last night.
Yeah. We've obviously, since I've been back, a little bit of a change of me going over there. We've obviously got Joey come in. He's playing right centre, but we want to get his hands on the ball as much as possible. I thought the big one for us last night was Victor. He's always, whenever we're humming, he's the man. Like he's the one doing a lot of the good stuff for us in the middle with the ball. And then kind of I get to play off the back of him, and Ted gets to play off the back of that. We've got Semi playing some really good short side stuff, and then Joey's just got to find his way there, how he can inject himself the best way. But yeah, hopefully it starts to click over the next couple of weeks, and we can get that attack going.
Another Joey, I want you to touch on Joseph Suwali. Everyone sees the try-scoring ability and the fact that he can, look, if we get our kicks right, buddy, he just catches the balls out there for fun. But some of his carries off our own line, off our own line last night were pretty powerful, weren't they?
Yeah, I think anyone who's kind of watched these young kids come in, that's probably the part of the game that a lot of them have to learn and have to learn to love, that kind of tough, get those carries, play hard. A lot of the kids come in and they're really skillful. They can finish tries. They can do all the pretty stuff, and they've got to learn the tough stuff. But yeah, Joey's come in and he's just taken that game to another level. He runs as hard as I've seen anyone run into the line. He's starting our sets off really well.
He is. Another man I want you to talk on, Matt Lodge. He was outstanding up front last night.
Yeah, he's been great, mate. Obviously, you know, a lot of people have different opinions on him. I didn't know Lodgy before he came. Didn't really know what to expect, to be honest. But, mate, he's been awesome. He's been real respectful to everyone. He's fit in really well around the joint. He's training hard. I didn't realise, but his football IQ is very, very high. Like, he knows the game on a really deep level, and he's really improved our team. He's helped with the middles. Jared's kind of taking him there under his wing a little bit. And I thought him and Jared really set the game up for us last night.
Yeah, they were outstanding. 2 points on a Thursday night is obviously very, very important. It makes for a nice weekend, but next week it doesn't get any...
Week.
It's a long week after a Thursday loss, isn't it?
Yeah, she's a long, long weekend if you lose on Thursday.
There's no Friday tea times after a loss, but it doesn't get any easier next week. The Cowboys, they'll be a stiff opposition again back at the SCG.
Yeah, it's going to be a big test. We kind of spoke about it straight after the game. They're in real good form. They're probably the form team, them and Penrith at the moment in the comp. So, we went up there early in the year, probably caught them off guard a little bit, but we know they're going to come at us pretty hard next Saturday. But it's going to be good. It's going to be a day game. We've only got a couple left at the SCG before we move over to the new stadium. So I know the boys will be looking forward to it.
Have you had a look inside next door?
We got in there, just had a quick look. We haven't seen it with the turf down. So, man, I'm excited. Obviously, I've enjoyed the cricket ground. It's been awesome. But yeah, I can't wait to get over there to the new stadium.
And probably the last question before we've finished all of our important stuff. You are a big NFL fan. Have you locked in a team for this year? You're very fluid with your supportership of the NFL individual players and teams. You're a big NFL man. Have you locked in a team for this year?
You know what I'm like. I'm a bit plastic, mate. I kind of just float around and find a team, different team each year. But no, I haven't locked in a team yet. I've got about 1,000 jerseys, so I can support any team I want.
You absolutely do. Luke Keary, thanks for joining us on the Long Lunch. Hit them well this afternoon, and I will see you either at Kit Catch or on the golf course very, very soon, my friend.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for the chat, mate.
If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to tune in from midday, Monday to Thursday, till 3 p.m. on 1170 SEN.